So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.
From Providence, Rhode Island, welcome to Outlander Cast. It's a podcast dedicated to the show Outlander on Stars. Welcome back. My name is Mary Larson.
My name is Blake, and I am out on ghosts.
Oh, yeah. I'm all
out on ghosts. Want nothing to do with them. I've watched too many hours of too many horror films to just be haunted by some malevolent force. People just walking around this house, and they're like, yeah, sure, it's that guy. It's the guy who loves music. He's great. Nice guy.
He's fine.
Watch him. He's cool. I'm out. No way.
Yeah, I grew up in Rhode Island. We have enough of those around here, so I'm all set. As I said in the previous episode, The Conjuring took place here. All set.
Yeah. Haven't these people seen Paranormal Activity?
Yeah, that's Rhode Island.
No, Paranormal Activity is not Rhode Island.
No, but Conjuring, I'm just saying that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Welcome to Rhode Island.
Oh, man.
All set. We're going to buy us a new home, a new land, no ghosts.
No ghosts. We're just going to build our own stuff where there's no ghosts, no Indian burial grounds.
None of it.
No pilgrim burial grounds. No burial grounds. I'm out on burial grounds, too.
Well, before we get into the rest of this episode talking about all things tartans and shinty and ghosts and you name it, we want to make sure that you are following us and subscribed to the podcast. Believe it or not, one of the best things you can do is actually head on over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star rating and written review. You know, Men in Kilts, of course, the show is coming back this weekend, and there are going to be people who are searching high and low for a podcast that meets their needs. So truly, getting us a review would be one of the nicest things you can do. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, all by searching Mary and Blake. And don't forget, jointhenerdclan.com is a place that you want to be. To be official Nerd Clan member, get all of the great benefits, bonus podcast episodes, premium podcasts like Keep Calm and Crown On, and of course our next big podcast, The Last Kingdom. And we cannot forget Blake's book club, where he is tackling Voyager, and I am starting a Bridgerton book club just for our friends at jointhenerdclan.com starting on Monday. All right, here we are. We are at chapter 10, Castle Loud. Beautiful, beautiful chapter. I would not have read it that way, Loud.
No, I would have said Liod or something.
Exactly. Same thing as me. So I wanted to just check in with the email from Cameron McNeish. Sam, just thought, and I don't know if it's helpful, but I'll tell you anyway. The present chief of the Clan Mackenzie, John Mackenzie, the Earl of Cromarty, is a good pal of mine. He's a mad keen rock climber and a bloody good one in his day. He's written rock climbing guides. I made a television program with him years ago. He lives in Castle Loud at Strathpeffer. He's also a bit of a nutter and really good fun. In a previous life, he was an explosives expert. Loves blowing things up. I'll see if I can find you a YouTube of the show I did with him. Cheers, Cameron.
Imagine just being buddies with this guy. Just like, yeah, he's my buddy.
Yeah. And like, he loves to blow things up. He's literally like a real-life Seamus Finnegan from Harry Potter.
You're a wizard, Harry.
Good job, Mary. Good job.
Hey, that's what I do.
Yeah, just being buddies. Like, yeah, I know that guy. Yeah, he lives in this castle. And
he's find our little thing we did together on YouTube at some point.
You know, he's this laird or whatever. It's whatever. I mean, it's not a big deal. It's fine.
NBD. Go
you
check
just,
it out.
You just blow stuff up.
Oh my goodness. So our goods, our bads, and our great for chapter 10. My good, was just the whole tartan making process. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting here wrapped actually in the Fraser weathered tartan that's blanket. Right. It's keeping me super duper cozy.
From scotlandshop.com.
That's right. / use the coupon code OutlanderCast, 15% off your order. I'm just telling you.
Absolutely.
So it's just neat, you know, living in Rhode Island once again. If you guys want a little historical stuff, you could search Slater's Mill. We did a lot of weaving.
All
in
the weaving.
Rhode Island.
Sure.
And a lot of textiles in Rhode Island. So growing up for field trips, we had to learn a lot about looms. So as they were talking about these pieces that would make the tartans, I just kept feeling like I was on a fourth grade field trip all over again. I'm like, I know exactly what they're talking about because I assume it's a similar machine. My bad is the Lord Lovett rape scene. And I love how Graham McTavish is like,
not great, Bob.
Yeah, I thought it would be good to include an Outlander, but it happens already all the time. So we'll skip it. And I was like, look at him even calling out what so many of us say is true. And then my great is just Shinty. Like, I played field hockey in high school. I feel like I'd be really good at Shinty. And I loved how Sam was like, let's be better than these high school girls. And it didn't happen. I cannot wait to see this episode on television.
That will be fun. Yes. Sam and Graham just trying to beat up on these little high school girls and then getting owned. Yes. Just totally getting bodied by these girls who actually know what they're doing.
Yep. Love it. How about you, Blake? What's your GBG?
All right, my good. Graham watching his stunt double play Shinty when they're recording that episode of Outlander. Just drinking. he goes for it the first take. Yeah, dude, I'm in. Let's go. Let's get some.
Yeah, we'll try.
We'll do this, and we'll get all the close-up shots. I'm gonna go hard that first time. And then I'm going to pull a muscle. And then you're going to get all your coverage shots
just
with my stunt double.
Just picture him on the side snapping. Well done.
Good job.
Well done, Bob.
Good job. Where's my latte? Does anybody have my latte? Jimmy, where's my latte? I could see that happening. Absolutely.
I agree.
My bad. It's yet another commercial for Sassenach Tartan.
I mean, Graham says just as much at the end of the chapter. It is quite remarkable. I mean, I actually didn't feel that bad when Sam was talking about it. And I do think it's very interesting and exciting.
Yeah, no,
that
I like the idea of what they were doing, but it's becoming like this trait that just makes me so uncomfortable from Sam. He has all this stuff and he's just hawking
it. We literally are like, don't forget, we also have other podcasts.
But we're a media company that thrives on cross branding. He is not a media company that thrives on cross branding. It's okay. It's fine. Whatevs. It is what it is. But I'm just saying. It's
okay.
Just
and then what's your great?
My great is that phrase, laughing your head off, comes from Lord Lovett. His execution. Oh my goodness. I had no idea of that origin. That is really
it's
cool.
Wild.
That is totally wild. Like, and that guy was just like, yeah, he's laughing at people dying and the whole thing collapsing. Nine people died. And he's laughing so high that he laughs and then he gets his head cut off. Like, it's wild.
It is.
But I just love that. I love those little things that a book like this can give you that you don't even realize you knew you needed in your life until all of a sudden it's right in front of you and you're like, wow, I need to know that. So,
oh my goodness gracious.
So that is that. That is my GBG.
Well, before we delve more into this episode, we wanted to remind you that this...
What? Speaking of cross branding,
yeah, right, Blake. I'm like you keep hating on Sam, and I'm about to do the same thing, guys. You know that we do this podcast from the goodness of our heart through the support of listeners like you. In addition to podcasting, I sell makeup and skincare through the website MinuteWithMary.com. If you ever have any questions whatsoever, you want to try new foundation, mascara, skincare. As I said, I want to be your makeup girl. Me, yes. I know you already buy things on the internet. Let's be real. When's the last time you went out of the house to go buy makeup?
Never.
You probably did back in the day when you used to even just be able to have coffee with a friend. Anyway, I want to be your makeup girl. Head on over to MinuteWithMary.com. If you're on Facebook, search the hashtag MinuteWithMary. Request to join my marvelous VIP group. Let me know that you found us through OutlanderCast, and I will get you all set up. I'll get you ready to go.
All right.
So, Minute with Mary. Don't forget it.
So, Mary, last chapter, we were a tad... we have been remiss, and we did not mention the fact that Sam, in his early acting, played Batman and stopped playing Batman in Batman Live and was going to quit acting, but then decided that, you know, he's going to give it one last shot. One and that more. One last shot is Outlander.
Like, can you imagine?
Like, how crazy is that?
Going from, like, Batman, but B-team.
No, that's like D-level.
Yeah.
That is D-level. Like, you're Batman, but...
Shamu's swimming by.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some kid throwing popcorn at you.
You're Carney level Batman.
Yeah, you're Carney Batman. That's what you are.
He was Carney Batman, and then he was Jamie Fraser.
And then he was Jamie Fraser. And the guy was like, yeah, I'm 34, or however old he was at the time. He's like, yeah, I'm 34 years old. Like, I have to actually get a real job because this acting thing ain't working out for me.
Someone told me I just needed to be like really fit. Because one day, I may have to be naked in a show. And now, I haven't had a cupcake in a decade. For what? To be Carney Batman? They can't even see my abs. Nonetheless,
they're
my ass.
They're painted. They're padded on.
And then he got Outlander, and he was like, I knew I didn't eat cupcakes for a reason.
But I love how things like that work, where, you know, this guy is 34 years old. He's thinking he's going to have to actually get, like, a real job, not be an actor. He has credit card debt through his gills, and he's like, yeah, I don't know what to do.
You know, every Christmas he'd go home and like great Aunt Sally would be like, so when are you gonna realize, honey, that the acting thing may not be the best idea for you? And then, you know, as soon as the Outlander premiere came, he's like, Mom, don't forget.
Yeah, tell Aunt Sally.
She can watch from the TV.
Yeah! Oh, wait, she can't afford the Star subscription. Never mind, I'll buy it for her.
Happy Christmas, Auntie.
Oh,
Sammy, when are you going to get a real job and go out with that little girl, that nice little girl, Tammy?
Tammy, I like
yeah,
the name.
Yeah, Tammy, sure.
Isn't she? We know a Tammy who is quite nice.
Oh, I do know a Tammy.
Who would have loved to have dated Sam Ewan in her. You know, she has a lovely love story with her
Tammy
husband.
Tammy is happily married, and her love story is very good, but I'm sure that she would not have minded if good old Sammy
was set up with her in her...
If she had Batman, if she had Sammy in a Batman suit.
Goodness gracious. All right, so Lord Lovett.
Yeah, Lord Lovett, interesting character in the world. Someone who considers himself a patriot for dying for his country and the things that he did, yet forcibly has someone marry him and forcibly removes their clothes.
I want your daughter. No. Okay, I'll take you.
Okay, well, and then maybe we'll do both. I don't know. I'm not sure if I'll have enough time. Maybe we'll go to Home Depot.
I mean, it was pretty much Hans from Frozen.
Yes.
I came here for Elsa. She was a little cold. Yeah. I mean, I got to say it.
Yeah.
A little cold. So I went for the B team. Went for Anna. And
it's going to work out.
Yeah.
It's going to work out.
And if it doesn't, I'll just kill her too.
Yep. So he is a little bit of Hans. I will give you that one.
Worse than Hans because he has his men do what he does.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
Holy
so,
flipping smokes.
So it's one of those things where I'm sure there's a lot of people that really like Lord Lovett. And
who?
Well, I'm sure that there are people that like admire him for all the things that he has done in terms of fighting for Scotland and doing the whole thing. But on the other hand, there is a very prolific narrative of his misdeeds and his misdoings. And I have a hard time speaking about it only because he kind of disgusts me.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
He kind of disgusts
me. As a 2021 reader, we're all set with you, Lord Lovett. Peace.
Yeah, and I think it's apropos that he was the last person in the history of Great Britain in the country to be beheaded. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good thing. I think that is a very good thing. So, yeah, hashtag...
How many people came to see it? Like
thousands. Tens of thousands of people came to see this guy get offed. So, I'm kind of happy with that knowledge that he did get offed, that he was the last guy that had the beheading.
I liked learning about, was it the first Earl of Camaraderi? Let's see. He, the Secretary of State for Scotland, founding member of the Royal Society of Scotland, spoke 8 languages, including Gaelic, strongly disagreed with extreme religions and the burning of witches. He said it was idle superstition. He sounded like a really good guy. He did a lot of cool things. He actually was instrumental in the union of the crowns, uniting Scotland and England, but making sure, of course, only if they're equal trading partners. So, like, that guy sounded awesome.
Yeah, that guy is the guy we should be talking about.
Yeah.
You know, that's the guy that, you know, I mean...
That we should look up to a little bit.
Yeah. We're a very forward thinker.
Can you imagine that?
No, I can barely speak English.
How does your brain shift so you're not just speaking pig Latin half the time?
Right. I don't even know how someone's bilingual. How do you even, like, what language do you think in?
That's brilliant.
Right?
And very confusing.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Like, you're thinking, like, in Spanish, let's say, and you're receiving information, you're translating it into Spanish only to translate it back into English to spout it in English, but you're thinking in Spanish. It'd be crazy.
All
crazy.
Set.
You know what else is crazy? Ghosts. I know I said this earlier, but someone in that the Night Watchman, the guy, he's just there. Just he loves music and he's walking through walls with a lantern. Get out of here.
All set.
Stop that nonsense.
I don't need to be there. I don't need to know about it. I mean, I'm glad that he's friendly, but as I said, growing up where I have, there's a lot of people that grew up in like not spooky areas.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get that in life. So I was just taught, don't go there. Yeah, just don't.
Just don't do that.
Your friends may think it's a good idea.
Yeah, didn't you have a friend that their house was haunted?
Probably.
No, didn't you have a friend like, they're like, oh yeah, we have a ghost and you slept over there or something? You told me that story.
I think so. I think I've blocked it out of my memory. We'll have to go back because I have no doubt. I have no doubt whatsoever. Anyway, we're all against ghosts.
Or how about that guy that was doing a painting? He was hanging up a painting in the house, and he's like, oh yeah, I'm hanging up this painting. And he felt two hands on him, and he got pushed off the ladder, and he looked up, and the painting was torn in half.
All set.
No. Gotta quit. Gotta quit. Gotta go.
Gotta move.
Just, I don't care where you
Zillow.
Go.
Zillow right away. Bye.
I'm getting on my smartphone that Graham hates, and I'm buying a new house right there. I'm just gonna scroll, hit my finger wherever it lands, and that's the house that I'm buying.
Was it made after 1950? Good.
Good. Sounds great.
Nice.
It doesn't have a night watchman. I'm happy about that.
We get some really good name calling again. I mean, Graham. Graham's hitting it out of the park.
Graham's bringing his A game. The Duracell Ginger Bunny.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to watch Outlander the same after knowing all of these nicknames and not picturing it a wee bit.
Yeah, just a tad. Just when you look at Sam.
When it's like young Jamie, you know, the one that like isn't scarred and battered with right. the hardships of life.
Right. You're going to be thinking, Sir Ginger or the Nuts.
Yeah.
Or the Duracell Ginger Bunny.
Oh, my goodness.
You know
gracious.
What? I think I'm kind of out on Shinty.
Why?
I wooden balls being thrown at your head and.
You
like,
played baseball.
Yeah, it's different.
No, it's
different.
It's not.
No, it's different. It's very different.
I just think you never played really hockey.
Played hockey. I think I'm kind of out on those really. Like, I love rugby. I love watching rugby, but I am not going to play rugby.
Okay, so you don't like to be physical with people. You like to stand far away and throw a ball.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Now, like, let me tell you, when you are charging at someone full speed of your body weight and you are coming at them with a wooden stick,
yep.
Something barbaric. Barbaric lights within you. Like when they were saying, like, watch out for Scottish girls, mm-hmm. they're rough. I think that's why I liked field hockey so much.
Right.
Like I had this fire in me and I just thought, oh my gosh, nobody plays field hockey who's as tall as me. I didn't get the memo. I'm just going to run straight at these 5'0" girls with my 5'11" frame. And they're going to run out of the way. And they did. It was awesome. So while I'm reading about Shinty, I'm picturing a lot of the same feelings. And yeah, it's... Thank God we had mouth guards.
I like the idea that they were playing really hard and all of a sudden they're like, yeah, we have to slink away over here and get a cup of coffee at the van. Yeah, you two keep playing. You girls keep playing. We'll be right back.
Yeah. We'll just get the B-roll right now.
Yeah, we're just gonna get some coverage shots. Just keep running.
Oh my goodness gracious.
You know what else I'm kind of out on? I'm kind of out on wool walking with pee.
Okay.
I'm kind of out on wool walking with pee.
I'm proud to hear that because sometimes people get inspired to do things. You know, people have been inspired over the past decade to brew their own beer, for example.
I've done that.
You know, you failed miserably.
Failed more than miserably.
Yeah.
I stained our ceiling.
Yeah. Blake was like, you know what I really like? Maple syrup. Maybe if I just put a lot of maple syrup in it, the beer is going to taste sweet.
And it did. The problem was that the sugar interacts with yeast in a really bad way.
Became a volcano.
It basically broke our house. There was a hole essentially in our ceiling from the rubber cork
of Blake's maple syrup beer.
Oh man, so, that was not great, Bob.
Yeah, I like people, especially right now while we're in COVID times, people are picking up some really interesting hobbies.
Yes.
A lot of people have picked up embroidery. There's been like a resurgence in embroidery.
Some knitting? Knitting?
Yes,
crocheting?
Man, of course. I do not think that in the COVID mindset, people are going to want to start wool walking.
Yeah, no.
Don't worry, Blake.
The pee on the hands is probably a little, you know, it's against the CDC regulations as of this moment, I think. I would imagine.
I mean, probably not.
But the idea of what it takes to, I know it's true, what it takes to make a tartan. I had no idea how complicated it was. You know, I just figured like, hey, you know, they got a couple of things. They got like a couple of old grannies, like, you know, knit or something. I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
It's got like this thing that moves so fast.
You not have to go to like see the looms?
No. I'm from Massachusetts.
What did you guys do growing up?
We went to Sturbridge. We went to go see butter get churned. Now, for all of you who are from Massachusetts, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay.
And if you do, send us a message with a butter emoji, okay? Just throwing that out there. Just send us a message with a butter emoji. I like this.
Is there a butter emoji?
Sure, why not?
Blake, you can't just tell people to do something if you don't know if it can really happen.
Then give me a yellow something.
Yellow heart.
A yellow heart. Yeah, give me a yellow heart. There you go. Give me a yellow heart if you know what I'm talking about.
But we learned a bit more about kilts and about tartans and about patterns in this episode, which I loved learning about.
Yes, absolutely. The fact that there were patterns, but in the early days of kilts and tartans and plaids, there wasn't a uniform.
You just get what you get.
You got what you got. You didn't get upset. That's what you got. And it was dependent on the berries and all the other stuff and all the other dyes that were available to you in the area. Mm-hmm. It wasn't until like a fairly modern time where kilts became a fairly
statement piece.
Like a fairly regulated piece of attire that stood for that regulated piece of attire. Like it was that was a uniform, essentially. I did not know that. I find that fascinating. That's how it evolved. So knowing that, you know, it evolved over time, and especially since, you know, it was kind of an art form that was lost due to the banning of the plaids and banning of the tartans by the British after Culloden and through the 1780s. It's a pretty wild thing knowing that it was an art form that was almost lost.
Agreed.
Again, Sam, with the whole Sassenach kilt thing and whatever, but the fact of the matter is I think a lot of people were and have been upset with Sam for using the Sassenach term because they think it's a derogatory term, which in their interpretation, it is. But I actually kind of admire what he did in this chapter by saying, yeah, hey, we know that some people don't like this. But it wasn't meant to be that. It's now, you know, that term has kind of evolved. And it's become a term of endearment, you know, as an outsider. Like many of us are outsiders. And it's meant to be something that is a positive thing as opposed to a negative thing. Now, do I think that's a little spin zony? Yeah, I feel like it's a little spin zony. But I'll take it. I'll take it for what it's worth.
I like that he addressed it.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
It has been very controversial. People are either, okay, yeah, we say Sassenach all the time. It's one of the levels at jointhenerdclan.com.
Yep.
It's, you know, we We do. We hear it in the show. Did it ruffle people's feathers when they watch in the show? Maybe. I don't know. I didn't hear about it ruffling feathers in the show. You know, yep. People call themselves Sassanox all the time. You know what I mean? There's sure. like squads of people who use it. We have T-shirts that say Sassanox on it.
Yep.
So,
by the way, get your Sassanox Wasted T-shirt at MaryandBlakeStore.com.
You cannot ever make feel Sam think of feel bad. Oh, goodness gracious. But exactly. We have a Sassanox Wasted shirt. Like, you know, so for Sam to capitalize on his ties to Outlander and his fame and his availability, his ease to market things.
Yep.
I appreciate that in this book, he was able just to give a little bit of insight. This is how it came named to be, because there was quite a kerfuffle
especially
on the
with
internet.
The whiskey.
Yes.
Yeah.
Quite a kerfuffle.
And again, it makes sense. And I'm neither here to say that the people that were upset were right or wrong. And I'm not here to say that Sam is right or wrong. All I'm here is to say that it, you know, I appreciate the fact that Sam took the time to acknowledge it and say, okay, I see what this is and I see what's happening, but just believe me when I say that term has evolved now in our lexicon, and that is now or at least could be interpreted as a motive or as a term of endearment, if you will. So that is that. Marvin, got anything else to say about this chapter?
I enjoyed it. It's not one of my faves. Yep. I will say that. I enjoyed the topics that were covered.
Yes.
I think I've gotten a little spoiled with like the extra banter and the extra storytelling.
Yep.
And I didn't have as much of that in here.
Sure.
It was, you know, very clear and concise. Here is storytelling about history. But now my whistle has been wet and I want to hear more stories about them too, in addition.
Yeah, sure,
you know,
sure, sure.
And of course it was sprinkled, but yeah, I enjoyed this chapter, and we will go forward.
All right, let's close it out, shall we?
We shall.
Let's do it.
To remind you, Men in Kilts is coming back, or starting up this Sunday, Valentine's Day, February 14th, on Starz. We will be covering the shows, and we will be going live with podcast episodes on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram. Those episodes are going to be taking place somewhere around the 8:30, 8:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Monday nights. So the television show is on Sunday nights. We will be podcasting Monday nights. If you want to be in the know of when exactly we're going to be podcasting, you can actually get on our complimentary texting reminder service. I send like a little text. If you're out of the U.S., it comes in as a email. It's really, really easy to get on this list. All you have to do, my friends, is head on over to www.remind.com/join/OutlanderC.
Outlander C.
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Very
Outlander
good.
C. So it's just like one word with a C at the end.
That is a very useful tool, especially if you do want to catch our podcasts live on the interwebs across all of our social, whether it is YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all of the socials except TikTok, because I refuse to be part of TikTok because it's ruining America. So check that out, please. Also, check out MaryandBlake.com, where we have all of our great podcasts that are happening, including the Gilmore Girls podcast, You've Been Gilmored, the Game of Thrones podcast, which is called The North Remembers, and of course, also Bridgerton with Mary and Blake, as well as many other podcasts that are happening there at MaryandBlake.com. But I really do recommend Bridgerton with Mary and Blake, especially during this Droughtlander. It is a similar style show to Outlander, and it is a gripping love story, if you will, and the one that is fun and somewhat irreverent and beautifully shot, well-written, beautifully directed. Check out Bridgerton. I don't know how you haven't probably checked it out yet, because it is literally the biggest show Netflix has ever published. So yeah, just keep that in mind when you're doing that. So everybody, thank you so much for taking the time to join us here on Outlandercast for Clanlands. We're gonna finish this bad boy up hopefully within the next week or so, I imagine, and that'll be that
for now. My name's Mary Larson.
My name's Blake,
And you have been listening to Outlander Cast.